is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Nick McNamara here in studio with us as well. And John Ford joining us here from the Riley County Commission. He's the newest elected commissioner here, and good to have you out here.
Good morning. I appreciate being here.
Yeah, it's a first chance of getting to have you here as a commissioner. First off, just kind of tell us a little bit more about yourself and what the first couple months have been like.
To be honest with you, it's been pretty smooth. Surprising. Didn't really know what to expect as far as that transition was concerned. I think for me, I did a couple of different things there that may have helped in that process or what have you. I think probably the first one is just being here. Spending almost 33 years here in Manhattan has quite an effect on your knowledge and challenges and the issues and the things that we face, and being able to understand that and know the voice and kind of the conscience of the community and the region puts you in the driver's seat a whole lot easier. I would also, one that we probably forget about sometimes is we have excellent people that work for the county, and they've been there for a very, very long time. And, you know, that helps when you have a question, a thought, an observation, a concern. That knowledge and wisdom is very, very good, and I'm very, very grateful to have those people. It helps. That's pretty much where we're at with that. The 2 months in, the learning curve is rather large. I'm going to have a long, long year as far as the budget is concerned, trying to get a hold of that. But, you know, the basic operations, administration, operations, those sort of things, we've got a pretty good grasp on, and I think that that's really, really helps. Also for me, I think, and I can't speak for all former commissioners or current commissioners, whether it's the city or the county, but I, after the election and knew that I was going to be holding this seat for the next 4 years, I did probably what most candidates do. I kind of folded up my campaign and dotted my I's and crossed my T's and said my thank yous and took a short break over the Thanksgiving period, went and visited some family and some friends out in Indiana and Kentucky, and came back and hit the reset button. And I immediately started to go to work. I talked to the right people, started talking to department head, administrators, trying to kind of break some things down so that when January came, it made that transition, I think, a lot easier. And I think looking back on that now, that's one thing I'm very, very glad that I did. So,
all right. And what part of the county do you represent here?
Sure. It's the first district. I'd like to think it's probably a little bit more of the diverse district because of the university is a large part of that downtown. Obviously, the eastern side over here, and of course the southern end of the county, so the Zinedale, Ashland area, and then it kind of skips over Eureka, and then it's Ogden and kind of southeast back over, kind of buttoning it up to the fort.
All right, so you encompass a pretty large swath of the county here.
Yeah, yeah, and a good proportion of the, I guess, what you would call the urban area. So, yeah, it was fun last year having the opportunity to get out and speak with people. Kind of spread myself out across the district. Spent a lot of time over here. This is home base for me, too. I live just across the way over here in Northview, so this was home for me. So I hit this several times. But what I found intriguing and very, very interesting is the needs and the concerns of the county, depending on where you're at in the county, kind of change. I found that out pretty quick. It seems like maybe here in the city, you know, roads, expenditure, taxation, those seem to be the prevalent issues. MBAF was another one, a large surprise there. And, you know, when you get up into the northern part of the county, it seems to be a little bit more service-based. When you get down to the southern end of the county, it's those township issues and that they're having, being able to keep up on roads and infrastructure and those sort of things. Seems like some of the issues over in Ogden are a little bit more road-based with KDOT and K-18 and just what they want to do kind of expansion-wise to kind of grow the community there. So, like I said, as diverse as we are as a county and a region, shouldn't have been really surprised, but some of those things kind of just differ depending on where you're at. So.
Okay. Is this your first time holding a sort of public office?
It is, yeah. Let me be blunt in saying that this wasn't done on a whim. I didn't wake up one day and go, you know, I think I'm going to do this. It wasn't a midlife crisis either. Some people have asked me that, to be honest with you. For me, it's probably a body of work that's probably been close to a decade now, whether consciously or subconsciously. And you know, I have had fun along the way there, but I've had a lot of people over the course of time explain to me that I should run for office. I should do this. I've worked on a congressional campaign, some local campaigns, a senatorial campaign. So all that knowledge and basis was kind of put forth in there. And I would also probably contend that, you know, just working on some local boards and with local groups and stuff, you know, helped got me to that
That's
point.
That's what I was going to bring up. You have served on a couple of advisory boards throughout the community, such as the Social Services Advisory Board as well.
Correct. I served two consecutive terms, 2 3-year terms, a total of 6 years. Vice chair on that one for 4 years. During that time, we kind of rebalanced some things, prioritized some things, got some things kind of balanced out, and we added a couple of we thought were needs at that time, a group that services some mental health, you know, challenges and stuff. And trying to remember the other one here. We brought another housing unit on to try to help with some of those things. And those are two very, very large concerns that we've had throughout the year. So, and also served on the Riley County FEMA board for as an appointment because of the Social Service Advisory Board. So it was kind of a sub board on that. So one for the county, one for the city. Learned a lot with both of those, and that knowledge will certainly transfer over in my duties as a county commissioner as well.
All right. Well, what is there any one particular thing that stands out that maybe you didn't expect about the job here that since you started here in November or December?
January.
Sorry.
That's okay. Not really. I mean, there wasn't anything. It's just like over the top shocking. There's some things that, of course, I wasn't really technically aware of. I think our need for expansion of infrastructure to cover some services, particularly with the EMS. I've had the opportunity to tour those facilities, and that was a little bit of a surprise. I would tell you that this whole dark store theory was something that I wasn't aware of. I know that's been discussed on this particular program here recently. There are some concerns there. I would also tell you that as far as law enforcement and our duties as a county, covering the insurance for inmates, wow. That could be a very, very large issue at any given time as well. So that was one that I wasn't necessarily aware of. And just kind of the interwoven process between the county and the region when it comes to roads and bridges and infrastructures, where all those kind of fit and lay out, along with KDOT and that equation as well, which is probably pretty important right now considering all the potholes and then the winter damage that we have. But, yeah, those are ones that wasn't terribly shocking, but as I kind of peeled back the layers on it, kind of opened your eyes a little bit, yeah.
You brought up one I haven't heard of, the insurance for inmates. So is that a new expense here, or is this something that's been going on?
No, it's something that's always been part of the equation. It's just that when you take into consideration what could happen if you had – somebody pass away while under custody or in need of major medical services, that's something that the county is responsible for and could be a very, very large and, you know, unplanned type of expense. And, you know, those things do and can happen. They not necessarily happen here, but I've heard stories from around the state and around the country where those things have. And, you know, in some instances, they could be as large as a 7-digit number, and that's typically something that you don't necessarily plan for, you know, from a budget perspective. So,
yeah. Well, and the cost of insurance, I mean, let's be honest, it's not cheap.
No, it's not affordable at this particular point in time, that's for sure, yeah.
All right. Well, that's interesting. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on in the Riley County government here with John Ford as we continue on in Focus News Radio KMAN.